listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Hello. I know my microphone's breaking up here. Let me just make an adjustment. All right, there we go. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I am joined by my co-host, a warrior, a man known amongst other truthers. And those whom he's waking up. I'm glad that we are getting to some people. It's not everybody, but we got to do what we got to do by the day. Tyler, how are you doing today? Tyler, testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
The board was full. The board was full tonight. We had a great show. We had a full show. Board was packed so far down I couldn't find the end of it. But yeah, we had a good show, and I'm happy. And Marion took her PCR test today for her colonoscopy, and we thwarted the test. We practiced with rubbing the Lumina with Jim Beam and, hydrogen peroxide 2% and saline 4% and other inhaler, albuterol, and we practiced at home. And when she got to the testing site, she did it all in the parking lot incognito. So her test should come back negative instead of a false positive. They're bullshit of a false positive. They're all BS over there. So, yeah.
And referring to COVID. Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, COVID. That's your cocktail, huh?
Yeah. That's, if you want to beat the test, just rub your Lumina, get some Q-tips, rub your Lumina with a little Jim Beam, and then run some hydrogen peroxide 2% up there and get it, touch your Lumina with that, and then rub a little saline up there, get 2% of that if you can find it. 1,000 liters would be 5 milliliters. If you can find an IV bag, whatever, rip it open. And then, of course, albuterol. Order some albuterol from your doctor. Take a big huff of that before you go into testing, and you'll beat the test. Because if you don't, whether you're kept COVID or not, they're going to say you're positive for it. If you don't beat the test, if you don't do what we did, you're going to be locked up. They've got this new law in New York that just came out where they're locking everybody up. Locking everybody down, locking all your friends down. People are tattling on each other. People are having their kids taken away from them. People are being put in re-education camps. It's also happening in Winnipeg and Quebec with Justin Trudeau. It's happening everywhere. They're building so many re-education camps up there. It's unbelievable. They've got a lot of them on the southern border.
That's not funny. I'm sorry to cut in on you, but that is so... that's synchronicity right there. That is exactly what I want to talk about. Now, I don't know what kind of situation you have in your immediate area, you usually are, but I witnessed something horrendous here, where I live, in Poland, over the holiday season, over the days off we've had. You know, they have days where, you know, they stretch Christmas into like 4 or 5 days, okay, and they feast. They do their own thing here. I guess it's a Polish Catholic thing. That's fine. But what I saw happening left and right were my neighbors. That'll tell it. Oh, this apartment has this many people in it. Or that apartment has that many people in it. And it is, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
These people, now granted, if somebody feels safe enough to walk around, travel from place to place, go see family, they're probably more likely healthy. But if they are infected, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're covering themselves, washing their hands, doing all stuff. Although, one can never be certain. It depends on the individual and how they are, I guess, taught. But these people don't come near the other home. So, I mean, is it really that big of a deal that we need to all turn into COP, Citizens on Patrol, Air for Guard agents? Is that big of a deal? What do you think?
People that are really hyper about this and don't do the research and don't study and don't read and don't dig on the dark web like I do and know the truth about COVID-19 is a trade name. It's not an illness. They haven't been able to isolate the virus yet. You can't show a picture of it except in CGI. It doesn't exist. It's influenza 1, influenza 2, yes. The purification process when intubated does get clogged up, and they've just now found out that what's causing all the deaths in these people are the purifications getting clogged up in the lungs, and they're being intubated too early. They're being killed. I've got 4 major videos of undercover RNs who went in with sound and video and showed them killing patients, literally killing patients. Nurses going along with it because they don't want to lose their paychecks. They don't want to be blacklisted. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to lose their license. So we've got people out there in every hospital around here killing people right and left. The nurses said, if you go in alive, you're not coming out alive. You're coming out dead. And that's just the way it is. $7,000 per COVID signature. No autopsies are allowed here. And that's because they don't want to find out the truth about COVID-19. They don't want to know that it's the largest scam in American history. They don't want to realize that the vaccine has nanobots, nanoparticulates, and nanodust in it. It's connected to 5 and 6G weaponry. They don't want to know about the hydrogel that's involved in the vaccine or the luciferous synthetic fluorescent that's involved in the vaccine or the RFID chip that's being manufactured here now to put in the commoner's hand. And they don't want you to know about the mRNA situation, the CRISPR situation, where the RNA is going in and clipping out a portion of your DNA, deoxyribonucleic factor, and adding in a segment there that can be transmitted or received as an antennae with 5G, 6G network, where they will know everything about you for the rest of your life. You can never get rid of the RNA CRISPR clip, and you can never get rid of the substances they're putting in your body, which is aborted fetal cells, aluminum, barium, N1H1, avian flu, polio, HIV, and cancer. There's a depopulation program going on here through Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates Foundation to depopulate 9/10 of the planet, and they're doing it silently with silent weapons such as the vaccine and other technologies that are coming behind the vaccine here in the next few months.
Now, Kyler, I wanted to ask you, you made a statement last episode where you listed off other illnesses, other bacteria, other viruses as scam. Can you clarify that? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, actually, they're not a scam. The only scam has been this. I'll use the word COVID-19, so everybody's familiar with that word. COVID-19 is the first weaponized, lab-grown virus in the history of vaccines since Louis Pasteur. COVID-19 is the first lab-grown, weaponized vaccine in history. So all of the rest had some resemblance of pathogen, some resemblance of RNA, DNA, factorial, some resemblance in the double helix, some resemblance in the molecular structure of the body. You could actually verify and synthesize some of these viruses. HIV, now that's a little bit different. Fauci was a head of that group, and he had a cure for HIV 6 months before the word was ever mentioned, and they never let the cure out. They'd rather have sick people, so that's another story for another show. Fauci is a crook. He's a criminal. He's a scam artist, and he's very, very brilliant. His resume reads like God Almighty. This HIV was definitely a scam. A lot of people died that didn't have to. We don't have to go into all that tonight, but the coronavirus is the first vaccine to be weaponized in the lab and put out into the public to be connected to 5G, 6G network to track and trace and profile the public and have total control over the blockchain. You become a part of the blockchain when you get the vaccine. You immediately become a part of the blockchain where they have your temperature, your pulse, your respiration. They know when you're having sex, when you're not. They know where you're going. They know what your blood pressure is, your pulse. They know who you're running around with. They know your business. They can read your mind. They can talk about targeted individuals, my friend. This is it. This is it. This is the end
Absolutely.
Game. The end game, my friend.
And I had contemplated on that for quite some time, as they're already doing that through the chemtrail nano spray.
Right.
Material. Right. So.
Right.
Do you think they plan on decreasing that at some point, or maybe they're just...
They're going to ramp it up. We're going to have another one coming right behind this one. They're going to ramp it up. Biden's already said if he gets in office, even after all the fraud, dump truck loads of fraud, if he gets in office, he's going to have 100 days of mask wearing, which is just totally ridiculous. The mask does not work whatsoever. It's useless to wear a mask, useless to wear gloves. I never wash my hands. I don't think I've washed my hands in 6 months. I never get sick. I never have the flu. I never have influenza 1 or influenza 2. I don't wear masks when I'm out anywhere. Marianne doesn't wear masks when she's out anywhere. The only time we wear masks is if we go into a location where we need to around other people and they have a policy, we'll put our mask on, or to the hospital or such. But no, they're going to ramp this thing up. I mean, this is the end game. Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum. I've referred everyone over there to the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab to read what's going to be happening to them. We're changing the whole infrastructure of the United States and the world. What was A yesterday is going to be B and C tomorrow. What was upside down is going to be right side up. What was right is going to be left. What was black is going to be blue. And you're not going to recognize the world in another year. You will not recognize this paradigm, this culture, this tradition. Everything is changing. Everything. And I mean everything is changing. They've got 6,000 pages over there of change that they're going to be making for total control of the world. Total control.
Just to back up here for a minute. I know we're starting off the new year hard and strong, and that was not the intention. We were going to have Roger Landry on the show today. Yes, the Roger Landry. But we decided it's going to happen on Friday for you guys so that we can have more of a discussion based on our research and analytics versus having educated guests. Because we're going to have a big event here in a day or so. And, obviously, we're all going to be talking about it. So, I do want to open up the phone lines, by the way. Anybody wants to call in, we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. Politics, conspiracy, whatever. We can even talk about holiday stuff, which, again, really infuriated me. Never seen so much.
We got...
I feel like kind of like Anne Frank hiding out in your home at this point. I mean, I'm sure some people feel like that. That thought has crossed my mind a few times already. What were you saying?
They've got new billboards going up here in the Northwest that says, wear your mask and keep your friends. They've got teddy bears they're selling now at CVS and Walgreens with a built-in Christmas mask, a built-in New Year's mask for the kids to get used to the masking situation for the next year or more. What a stupid bunch of people. What a stupid bunch of morons. And people that fall for this thing in the United States are stupid. They're just lemmings is all they are, just lemmings. We've got so many lemmings here, it's unbelievable. People are rolling up their shirt sleeve, running down the street like crazed zombies wanting to get this shot. They can't wait to get this shot. Oh my gosh, they wear their mask when they're in their home, in their kitchen, in their living room, their bedroom, the way they're masked to bed with them. People are nuts. People are literally nuts.
Someone mentioned, I'm assuming chokingly, drink alcohol. I mean, literal, rubbing alcohol. Oh, that'll cure you. And then people went out and did it.
Bleach also, people went out and did it. Bleach. President Trump mentioned, oh, you ought to drink some bleach and you could just get rid of this thing. People were out drinking bleach. Emergency rooms were full until they finally got the clue that bleach is not the thing to do.
Yes. Well, I remember the bleach thing. That's actually kind of an old one with the whole HIV thing. You know, get a syringe and inject some bleach. That'll cure you. Yeah, that was a big thing taught in my elementary school. Don't ever do that. Like, are people actually doing this? Well, I can't tell you anything, but you just don't do it. Okay, well, that's a one-sided conversation on a really screwed-up subject. But okay, sure. I think I got enough sense. I think I got enough common sense, enough brain cells to figure out that I'm like, okay. People went out and did something that our president joked about. Is it no wonder? I mean, at this point, we have so many corrupt, and I see the phone lines blowing up there. We're going to get to those right after this short break coming up here. But I just want to say, isn't it no wonder why these people want to control so badly?
Yes.
There's a lot of us who want to be controlled.
Yes.
It seems.
Stockholm syndrome. It's Stockholm syndrome. It's cognitive dissonance. It's Stockholm syndrome. People cannot think on their own. They can't think individually, independently. They have to have someone telling them what to do. They have to have government directing them.
And so what was supposed to happen to those people in the ER? Where, mass lawsuit?
I don't know.
Well, the president said it was okay for me to kill myself, so I'm going to do it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have no responsibility for my life, for the information that gets sucked into my head. No, I'm just a victim. People.
You notice how the Democratic Party has been wiped out.
Well, I want to hop right on that when we come back, Kyler. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. Keep that fresh. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Into the commercial break, pretty much mid-sentence there, and we're going to talk about the Democratic Party and what they're going to be doing for their New World Order agenda. Go ahead, Kyler. And Kyler is probably still on his bathroom break, so I'll go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's the second time I've done that. I'm getting a little Alzheimer's. You'll have to forgive me, y'all.
I know you. That's all right.
I was going to say the Democratic Party is fighting and fighting and fighting, you know, in every way possible to get rid of Trump. And he is not leaving. He's stubborn as a mule. He's not leaving. He's not going anywhere. They're going to have to carry him out of there feet first, probably. And there's so much fraud that has been uncovered in my research. I mean, just tons and tons and tons of fraud and witnesses after witness after witness, that all of the corruption that took place during the vote counting
and during the Dominion procedures with the software and the algorithms and the artificial intelligence, there's been so many auditors come in and find fraud, also professional auditors, well-known auditors from around the world. So the Democratic Party is in trouble. They know it. And I'm really interested in seeing what happens on the 6th. If there's a rioting, how much rioting is going to happen. I've been getting some tips about that. Look out for rioting. Look out for people laying on top of buildings, snipers. Look out for all kinds of things. Federal police coming in, state police coming in. They're planning on thousands of Republicans being out there for Trump on the 6th. And there could be some very dangerous things going down on the 6th. So we all need to be cognizant of that. If Biden gets into office, as forgetful as he is and as mentally ill as he is and as old as he is and as sick as he is, I'm going to Costa Rica. I'm leaving the country. I'm going to Costa Rica. I mean, this, I won't be able to fathom the idea of someone in his status, you know, that blatantly gets up on stage and licks little girls in the ears and kisses them on the ears and pulls their hair and plays with their breast on live television in front of millions of people. I don't see how we could elect a man like that. I don't see how any American could elect a man like that. Half the time he doesn't know what state he's in. Half the time he doesn't know where he is. He forgot his wife's name on one of the videos I have. He's cursing host out on radio broadcast. He's having temper fits. So I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's a bad situation all the way around. If he makes it in, this country is gone. It's gone. And I mean G-O-N-E, gone. And I'm not in love with Trump either. I'm not in love with Trump either, so don't get me wrong here. I'm not trying to be a Trumpster. I'm just telling you what's going to happen if he gets a hold of that nuclear button. We're in trouble.
Well, I really love the fact that Biden actually wanted to say that he would take someone like Trump, whom, you know, or grab a woman by her genitals, take him behind a building and beat him up. Did he say something to that effect?
Yeah.
Now he is being accused of doing the same exact thing. Not saying it, but doing it. So, I mean, come on. It's always a worse evil. There's always a bigger fish, and there's always a worse evil. So why even bother with this? I really wish that Trump had taken steps to enact martial law.
Yeah.
I really wish he had done
that. Well, that could still happen. The Insurrection Act could still happen. That still could happen. He has a lot of tools, top secret tools, in his bag of tricks. He has a lot of top secret tools in his bag of tricks, and he can still use them right up to the last minute. So let's wait and see what happens. I think we're going to be surprised.
Okay. And yes, I know, once again, yes, we do have callers, and we will get to you guys, I promise, right after this break. No, seriously. Just stick around, all right? This is the Red Pill Hardcore. Once again, phone number is 800-313-9443, and we will discuss the new year when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Radio show. Still your host, Bean. Kyler's still here as well. And we're going to go ahead and hop on the phone lines. I see we have some of our regulars on already. Let's go ahead and... Wow, okay. Since we haven't talked to Pat in a long time, can we go ahead and get to Pat?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was listening to Ingrid Castle, and I've come to the conclusion that I have a problem with vaccines. Yeah. And so now I may have had a stroke. So I may sound like Biden, but I don't have my medical records. I wanted to tell people to try to get your medical records. I guess it's too late. It's shut down now. That's the story I keep getting, you know. But if you have your medical records, they can't make you take that vaccine no matter what they do to you. If you can show... Yeah, I just never went back to the...
So, you know. I'm missing something there. So, having your medical records...
Ingrid said that when you take vaccines, which I didn't know that, I usually won't. I quit work in 1985 because I was not going to take vaccines. But I forgot that I stepped on a nail once, and they gave me a tetanus shot, and... I thought I was just going for infections, you know. Well, you know how it is. And then later on, I stepped on another nail, and I thought, Well, I don't want to get lockjaw in the middle of all this problem. I got another tetanus shot. And then the doctor snuck up behind me, the nurse did, and put the flu vaccine in my arm. And I said, I don't want it. I'm not going to take it. And then I got really sick. And my arm quit working a few months or a little while later. It wouldn't start working until about 5 days in the hospital. And anyway, so if I act like Biden, maybe he's had too many vaccines too.
I think he's had too much of a lot of stuff. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the troubles you've been going through. And yes, it most definitely seems like Biden has been through some things, much like his son. You know, I say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and we have yet to cover the real information on that. You know, they're hiding it. I don't know why. I don't know why. But that's before I get on a tangent. Thank you for calling in, Pat.
I wanted to say that we need to do something instead of sit around and lament. And what do y'all think we could do? I personally believe that Trump's going to win, and if he doesn't, he's going to form a third party and leave all of the, the rhinos and whatever. See, when you get anything that's good, it's going to be infiltrated by the enemy. Okay? So then it ain't what it used to be, right? That's what happens.
Okay,
I mean,
we had a
rep. She was a mayor, and she's a Democrat, but when the whole county went second most Republican county in the whole country, she took 3 days and then decided to run Republican, but she only gets 50% conservative. She didn't even go to Trump's State of the Union. She was over there at McCain's funeral. So they don't quit being what they are. They just get in another party and pretend. You know what I mean? So
I think both of those
parties are done. I think that the Democrats are listening to a prophet, and I believe it. They're going to go underground and do something some other place. Because they're done. They're finished.
Well,
they've caught.
They're all, I wish they would all go underground. And they are probably all headed that way anyways. I don't know where they think that they could hide from us after most of us catch wind of this crime, this covert crime they're putting against us. And I really would love... Go ahead.
If they're not wearing an ankle bracelet now because they're already ready to go to Guantanamo... Well, why doesn't Biden came out of the hospital? He walked in the hospital. How could he have a broken leg? And now he's wearing this here boot or something. There's a lot of stuff out there going on. And my son says, "Well, Mom, I hear it all over everywhere. I don't know why you don't know it." I thought, "Oh, okay." it may be true that there's a lot of code talking going on out there, I don't know. I mean, I say whatever party we got in there, we need some laws because we still have the Constitution, you know. We fought for it and we've managed to hold on to it all this time and we still got it and we got a new Supreme Court judge. Roberts seems to be impeached. And she's supposed to go back to the original Constitution. Well, that would be a nice change instead of just, you know, interpretation of old interpretations. Come on, how can you get ahead? Go back to the original meaning of the Constitution. Well, okay, then that's because we're a nation of laws, huh?
Well, we don't need more laws. We definitely need to get rid of as much.
We need
crap.
Possible, we need laws to protect us.
The, great thing about a constitution is that it doesn't take too many laws to protect someone. You can cover a lot of ground with a few laws. But
Well, I've seen the need for a whole lot of laws.
Well, we have so many laws on us right now. You're going to say, no, no vaccine. I'm going to say, no, no vaccine. I'm not going to take the shot. Then they're going to come out with something. Oh, well, this code section, something that some lawyer dug up somewhere. And, you know, this, the whole system is like,
well,
like loopholes.
Okay, look, they stuck up behind me. They gave me a vaccine without my permission. We should legally have to have a written permission, them signing that you don't want it or that you got it. Because now you're afraid to go to the doctor. You're afraid to, if for anything, you don't want them to jar your blood. You don't know if they're giving you, you don't know what they're doing because there's money in it, you know.
And then you know, you get labeled as a conspiracy theorist, paranoid. Oh, psychoses. Let's get this person in the network where we can poke and jab you all we want, no matter what. And see, that it's a never-ending circle with it.
Well, I'm not against getting lab work to see how your kidneys and everything's functioning. I mean, that was what I did my whole life. I mean, well, since I was 18 to 45, I quit then because I wasn't going to take all that crap just to be able to work. I wasn't going to do it. I mean, those vaccines and all that crap. I wasn't going to. Plus, I wasn't going to help kill babies. And that's another thing. They never, never mentioned killing babies. Okay, great. If we let everybody kill babies, we won't have anybody left anyway. That's, you know, what happened to Russia. By the age of 40, a woman had 10 paid-for abortions, and now they're begging people. They don't want foreigners to go there, but they're begging the mother if she'll stay home with her kids until they're 18 months old, she'll get something like three-fourths of her salary because they don't have people. I said, can anybody figure that out? Or if we let the homosexuals take over the world, we won't have any, I mean, they're worried about I call them OPTs, overpopulation terrorists. And so they should fall under the anti-terrorism bills or whatever. That's what they are. Because, God,
well,
if he wants to get rid of people.
About you. Now you have me concerned about you. Kyler, how's she carrying herself?
How old am I?
How should she be moving along?
I love this guest. I just think this guest is brilliant, just brilliant, right on, spot on everything she's saying. I mean, we're killing so many babies at 9 months right now. It's unbelievable. I've been to the abortion clinics. I have friends that work at the abortion clinics that transferred over. I've been there and watched them pull out a 9-month-old baby and just take its brain or cut its head off or inject it with poison. They're doing that all over the United States now, 9-month abortions, and we're killing babies in other ways, and SIDS, through injections, through the vaccines. We're killing babies. We're killing all of our elderly right now in the nursing homes with vaccines right now, this COVID vaccine. We're genociding all of our elders right now. They're getting sick, and they're not being autopsied, and they're calling it COVID-19 to get $7,000, $8,000, $14,000 for the vaccine, and $39,000 if you have a ventilator plus a vaccine, $39,000. So there's a lot of incentive, a lot of money involved in killing people right now and genociding people right now. A lot of money, a lot of incentive right now. Nurses are afraid they'll get fired or blackballed. Nurses are afraid that they'll get sent home if they say anything at all. They're terrified. They're living in fear. They're working in fear. So, it's amazing what this woman is saying is all very true. I don't worry about the homosexuals so much, LGBTQP. I don't see them as being any great threat to our society as far as population.
Well, they don't make babies.
I don't see anything, to really get into a conversation, a deep conversation about LGBTQP. But, you know, it is, you're right about all the other. You're very, very, very right about all the other. A vaccination, you should have consent. You must give consent Under the Nuremberg Code, you must give consent. You must be mentally capable of giving consent, or your advocate must be mentally capable of giving consent for any type of medical procedure whatsoever. And they're just not doing that. And you mentioned our Constitution. You're wrong about our Constitution. Our Constitution has been suspended since 9/11. Our Constitution has been suspended. We are now enemies of the state. We have been labeled enemies of the state. That is in writing. That is in writing. That is in law. Every United States citizen is an enemy of the state. And our Constitution has been suspended, along with our Bill of Rights has been suspended since 9/11.
Well, it happened before that. It was in 1992, I think April the 6th, they had a stand-up unrecorded vote, and the only person who could have stopped it was Jesse Helms, and he was in the hospital, and they voted to go under the UN, something in the UN. They did.
Right. Right.
He had a,
and they're
he
wanting,
had a proviso under there that the United Nations, anything they did, would never override our Constitution. And when they had that stand-up unrecorded vote, and Jesse Helms, or nobody was there to stop them, all you have to do is ask for a recorded vote. But we didn't have anybody to ask. And so they took out that part of the bill. So we are under the UN already.
With the United Nations is taking over our paradigm, taking over our culture, taking over our laws, taking over our religion, taking over everything, our infrastructure. And by a year and a half from now, people will be saluting, children will be saluting the United Nations flag and showing their patriotism toward the United Nations. With all of those child molesters in the UN army over there, my North African producer tells me that they are molesting children right and left. The UN has all of their soldiers. They can't. It's unbelievable. It's incomprehensible. The raping that's going on with these soldiers. And they won't stop them. There's nobody to stop them, you know. And they're going to be on our soil next. Posse Comitatus has gone out the window here. Posse Comitatus has gone out the window. Go ahead,
Well, I was just going to ask you, Kyler, do you know any general who would keep away the spoils of war from his soldiers? I mean, are you really thinking that these people are going to do anything about it? It's a part of war, unfortunately. And the whole child trafficking, war is such a wonderful business. I know I'm super sarcastic today. I'm so angry. I'm so very, very angry with this whole setup because there's so many limitations. So many limitations I'm running into now. I'm trying to ignore it, and it's so ridiculous that it's like society all of a sudden is now afraid of the boogeyman. And I am the only person around that understands that there's no real threat. Well, passively, anyway. But, Pat, I really want to thank you for calling in. We've got to get back on the phone lines here. And it's great hearing from you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Alan, line 3, please.
Yes, good evening, Dan Kyler. Yeah, Pat, I've talked with her. She's, like I said, we see things different ways, but the same way, you know, it's different angles maybe. But while all this is going on, I don't know if y'all have heard, you know, kind of lurking in the background, have you heard that New York proposed and I'm paraphrasing this, a COVID camps bill that in the event of a declared health emergency due to an epidemic, the governor or a health official would unilaterally approved detentions. Judicial review will be required if detentions exceed 90 days.
I just
that
talked
really
about that.
Gives me the warm fuzzy since I heard this report because, you know, even if it's shot down, it never goes away. Once it's proposed, they'll change it to, like, let's say the chilling, you know, bill, and yeah.
They're not going to shoot it down. It's going to cascade across the United States. Canada has a bill similar to that that's already been passed, and Winnipeg, and that, you know, all of the provinces of Canada are just up in arms about it. And New York, of course, is the lead in this. And yes, you can be detained if you're disorderly conduct of any kind, if you're talking bad about the government in any way, shape, form, or fashion, if you're talking bad about vaccines in any way, shape, form, or fashion, if you're mentioning the COVID vaccine nanobots or the hydrogel or the luciferous synthetic fluorescent or the RFID chip or any of it.
As cock-a-doodle, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Crazy.
But
I mean,
they're going to be able
what they've got. It's
they're going to be able to arrest everybody. They want to arrest everybody. They want power. The public health has more power now than national security pulls. Public health pulls more power than national security. I mean, they can take you away from your friends. They can take you away from your children. They can take you away from your spouse. They can take you away from your coworkers. They can rip you out of your workplace. They can send the SWAT team in. All of these are real cases I'm talking about. If you have more than six people at your house, they send the SWAT team in to arrest everyone. This is happening all over the country right now. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. The masks don't work. The gowns don't work. The face shields don't work. Nothing works. Everything's
a
lie.
A containment suit would work. I know viral particle sizes. I know this whole thing is just a sham. But, you know, are the people going to put it? You know, it'll start out. It's like, we're going to, you know, right at this point in time, does this not sound crazy? If you have been, you know, basically healthy and are healthy and don't get sick and stay fit, you're the worst one. You're like a super spreader. You know, you're a COVID
right.
Mary. You know,
right.
But the mind games, it's just, are people going to put up with it? You know,
they are.
It's scary. You know, you try to talk to people, and some of them kind of get it. But like I said, I've done played with electron microscopes and, you know, the high power opticals and, done different things in labs, cellular biology and stuff. I kind of understand, you know, what's going on. Your talk about, I've said from the very start, I said, it's nothing about this. If anything, it's maybe a slight variant of the flu. I said it's going to be the vaccines and the immunity passport, and they'll start out with the airports you can't go to, then the train stations and the bus stations, and pretty soon if you're traveling on a public road, you will not be able to move without your vaccination passport or immunity passport. They call it immunity. Vaccination does not give immunity.
Exactly. And they're saying they need 70% of the population to be vaccinated in order to receive
herd. Oh, he drives people
along. Yeah, I can't say on air what I can say on my show, but not on this show. Not on this show, I can't say what I want to. But they're saying we need 70% for herd immunity. And, of course, the black folks are already saying, no, we're not going to take it. The Hispanics are saying, no, we're not going to take it. The Indians are saying, no, we're not going to take it. The Buddhists are saying, no, we're not going to take it. The Hindus are saying, no, we're not going to take it. So they're going to have a problem. They're going to have to institute forced vaccinations because of all of the naysayers who don't like to be vaxxed and don't like to be forced anything. The patriots and all the militia.
And then the camps will be used for those who don't wish to comply. You know, it's the whole, you know, the Nazis, you know, the first they came for, you know, the Catholics, and then they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for blah, blah. When I looked around, no one was there for me. It's the same basic plan over and over. It's just the technology is a little different this time, isn't it?
Yeah. Klaus Schwab is in charge of all of that, by the way.
Oh,
if you'll go over and if you'll go over and look at the World Economic Forum, it's all laid out what they're going to do over the next 5 years. It's all laid out. It's all spelled out. It's all spelled out for you.
It's like I watched this the Financial Investment Initiative in Saudi Arabia in 2017. I had it recorded. It's the opening ceremonies, and these people are creepy. It's like, you know, it was this whole conference of like 2,500 of the world's top technocrats, and they were just kind of talking amongst themselves, you know, and just like they weren't saying it like a fact. It's like, you know, with the data we have, you know, we can tell 200% better than most people know what they'll do tomorrow themselves, you know. It's the technology being arrayed against us, just the sheer mind control. Some scary stuff. I'll let you guys get on with the show. I just thought I'd call in. Man, since I heard this COVID camps bill thing, you know, proposed, even if everyone says, well, it's crazy, it'll never pass. And it's like, once something's proposed, the system don't forget it. They start off with Hillary Care and it comes with Obamacare. You know, if you say something against us, then you're a racist. You know, Hillary was just an evil bitch. You know, no one would accept that. But they just rebranded it. If it does go away, it won't be for long. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good night. Love the show.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Well, after 9/11 happened, detention centers went up. Okay, so, I mean, I don't see why they would back down at all. Doesn't seem like it's part of the game plan anyhow. So, I'm really glad that people have their, at least their eyes and ears open. Not much you can do when you're unarmed. And I'm really wondering, can it really go down like this? We're seeing what happened in Australia. We've seen their government take away their guns. Now they're doing any and everything they want with the citizens, taking away people's rights to to have a political stance, even. I mean, the media doesn't want to say anything outside of what they are told. There's no more journalists that can even crack wise in another direction. It's so New World Order over there, and it's just beginning. Do they really think, is America, Kyler, is America that loose right now that they can go ahead and Australia us?
Yeah, and China us. That's the main thing. Our prototype is China, and of course they have 6.4 million cameras up there in China. We've already talked about that. You can't go to the bathroom in China without having a camera stuck up your rear end. You can't do anything. You can't go to a restaurant with your spouse. You can't go out and play golf. You can't go to the country club. You can't go to the gym. You can't go home. You can't go to your apartment, sit on your front porch without a camera being stuck up your rear end. I mean, it's all everywhere. And I mean, you're totally absorbed, totally engulfed in cyber technology and AI, artificial intelligence, and profiling and tracking and tracing. And that's where the United States is headed right now with 5G, 6G. They had to have that bandwidth. They had to have that power. And of course, 5G has a lower bandwidth, so you have to have more towers put up in order for the signal to travel. So they're putting up millions of towers here in the United States now and to track people. And of course, they're getting the cell phones now where they have their little app on the phone where they can track you and trace you and tell who you're with, what apartment you're at, what house you're at, what place you're at, what park you're at, what bar you're at, who you're sitting next to, do they have COVID, do they not have COVID, what their name is, where they work, where they go to school. It's a total surveillance state that we've got going here, and it's getting worse, and it's going to get much, much, much worse over the next year and a half. Unbearable. Literally unbearable. Take a break.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we're going to take a break. Stop the hour. Be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.